I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, hey guys, good morning. So what do you think? Could yesterday's snow please be last of the season? That really came down.
Yeah.
Driving for the most part this morning, not bad. The roads are wet, although I have to say I drove very slow coming in just because I was afraid it was black ice. But I think the temperature is right around 35, so you should be okay.
You should be all right.
Yeah.
So yesterday, of course, like most of us went out there and I shoveled and did all that. But I really didn't touch the car all that much. So I had a lot of snow, big packs of, like a big pack of snow on the windshield this morning. So I'm like, oh, man, how am I going to get this off? Ah, little snow hack.
What'd you do?
All right. And I've been meaning to buy one of these things. It's these long poles, and on the end, it's got that rubber kind of scraper, so it doesn't...
You were talking about that.
But I don't have one.
That broom thing.
Right.
So you improvised.
Right. I looked around the house. What did I have? A Swifter mop. And it did the same exact thing.
And that's nice and soft, too.
It's soft. It won't scratch your car. It's long, so you can get the top of your car and your windshield.
It's strong.
Look at that.
Very good.
Well, what do they say about necessity and invention? It's the mother...
I don't know.
That's it. I was in need of something, and I came up with a little plan there. So that worked this morning. But yeah, as you mentioned, maybe coming out of the neighborhoods this morning, you have some slick spots, but the major roads are absolutely fine. Got a lot of cool stuff you guys can win this morning.
First off, a lot.
How about $500 courtesy of the Kelly Clarkson Show?
Woo!
7 o'clock. Then at 7:30, Beat the Beat. It's a $50 gift card to Grand Cafe L'Aquila. 8:15, it's a huge IQ. $707 could be yours.
This is so awesome. I love when they get up there.
It really is up there. The Be Up Club, of course, we have nothing to give you except a piece of our mind.
Except a dumpster fire.
That's right. If you want to tune into our Facebook page now for a Be Up Club, please do so if it is safe at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning to you and also to our top fan of the day, Dolores Casher. She is from Westchester. She's a top fan because, well, one, she liked our B101 Philly Facebook page. She interacts with us there. And also, obviously, because she listens to the B.
Now, do you know, Dolores, I know you spent a lot of time in Westchester.
I don't know Dolores, but I wish I did because she seems like a very nice lady.
She knows you because she listens.
I suppose so.
Right, when you think about it. Well, Dolores, maybe one day we could all get together and hang out. Who knows? Congratulations on being named the top fan. It is sponsored by our friends at Mattress Warehouse. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Now, I could be wrong, but I am assuming the number 11 is Carson Wentz's favorite number because he has worn it since his college days in North Dakota and obviously while he was with us here with the Eagles. But he is not going to be wearing number 11 in Indianapolis. He has to pick a new one.
Yeah, this surprised me. Wide receiver Michael Pittman Jr. already wears the number 11. And then when Carson asked him if he'd like to switch, he said no. Denied. Just like that. Which is, again, surprising, especially when you're a wide receiver and your quarterback has to throw to you. You know what I mean? You're not going to see many looks, as they say. I think Carson would be mad about that, don't you? Now, this is interesting. The other numbers Carson has worn over the years, number 20 when he played high school football and number 50 when he was on their basketball team. But under the quarterback rules in the NFL, you have to be 19 and under.
So you can't
be 20 or 50. But you know what? It is surprising, too, because a lot of times players will offer other players money like thousands of dollars for that number.
I didn't know that.
When Tom Brady went to the Buccaneers, he's famous for wearing 12. A player there, well-known player, I forget who, voluntarily gave his number 12 to Tom Brady to welcome him to the team. So it's surprising that Pittman wouldn't do this.
Well, how long has Pittman played? This is his number, maybe. Has he played years?
Only been a year or two in the league. He's a young player.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's a young guy.
Wow.
He's actually a pretty good player.
That's really interesting. That's something. Well, we'll see what he ends up wearing, which might now be his new lucky number. Mm-hmm. Who knows? If I had to pick a lucky number, like, to wear all the time, it would definitely be 24. I mean, 24 is my favorite number. Mm-hmm. Just because it's been my favorite TV show of all time.
Yeah, so 24.
I want to be number 24.
And you were telling us on the Be Up Club that you'll even have the volume at 24 when you watch 24.
That could be an OCD problem. Or maybe it's just because I love that number.
There you go. Yeah. Mine is 8. Now, I wore it when I played soccer for a couple of years, but that's not, but kind of the reason why. But then I remember I got something in the mail one time that told me what my lucky number was, and it was 8. And it just kind of stuck with me. So 8's always been in the fold for me.
8's a good number.
The only time I don't like 8 is when I shoot that on a golf course. You don't want that. That's the worst number. But what is your lucky favorite number and why? Is there a reason for it? Give
us
a call. We want to hear the story. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So what is your lucky number, your favorite number, and why? And the reason we're asking is because Carson Wentz was just denied wearing his number 11 as a Colt. Mm-hmm. His teammate, Michael Pittman Jr., already wears it, and he wouldn't give it up when Carson asked him if he wanted to switch. My favorite number is 24, simply because that is my all-time favorite TV show. Oh, yeah?
Yep, and you even, like we said before,
you
will watch the show. I love it that you will put it on volume number 24 when you watch. That's how committed you are to 24.
I may have more problems than one.
My lucky number is 8. It was when I played soccer as a kid, it was my number, but that's kind of not the reason why. I just remember getting something in the mail once as a kid, and it was this letter that informed me that that was indeed my lucky number, and it just kind of stuck with me for some reason.
How about
I don't know why. So 8, I always play 8.
Okay.
For some reason. A lot of you are commenting on Facebook, of course. Sean Hamilton's lucky number is 17 because he won big time on that number on a scratch-off.
Ooh, so I don't
17
blame you
is Sean's number. Jean is 12 because she was born on 12-12. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Pam is number 3 only because when she was little, she also read one of these. She read something in this horoscope book that told her what her lucky number was. It was 3 and it just stuck. So kind of like me. Michael, number 8. That's the number you get when you add his birthday numbers up.
Oh, okay.
Hey, these are really interesting. So there's some stories behind why it is your favorite number or your lucky number.
And so we'd love to hear
To hear about it. Give us a call. Tell us what your lucky number is and why. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, I love how you guys are already calling in and you don't even know the question.
That's right.
This is great. Okay, so the Kelly Clarkson Show wants you to feel good this February. So they are giving you the chance to win $500 today through Friday just by answering an easy question about her show. All right, so make sure you tune in weekdays, 2 p.m. on NBC 10, and then you just listen to Bill and I the next morning at this time at 7 a.m. We're going to ask you a question about the show from the day before, and the first person who calls in with the right answer, it's that easy, will win $500. All right, today's question, obviously, about yesterday's show. Hopefully you watched it. So Kelly Clarkson told Kenan Thompson that she often brushes her teeth in this unique place.
Now, if you know, well, call right now. And the first person who gets through with the correct answer is going to win $500. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
B101. Hi, good morning. Who is this?
This is Sean.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good. I watched the show.
Well, good. All right. So as you know, the Kelly Clarkson Show wants you to feel good this February by giving you the chance to win $500. You will, Sean, if you know the answer to today's question about yesterday's show, which you just said you watched. So Kelly Clarkson told Kenan Thompson that she often brushes her teeth in this unique place. Sean, where is it?
In the shower.
In the shower. Congratulations.
Good job, Sean.
Are you kidding me? Come on. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. You watched the show. You know the answer. You just won $500.
Come on. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is great. I'm speechless.
Well, all right. Well, Sean, enjoy that money, okay? And hang on.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Don't go anywhere. All right. You guys see how easy that is? So make sure you watch the Kelly Clarkson Show today, 2 p.m. on NBC 10. And then listen at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, because that's when we will ask you a question about today's show. And if you can answer it tomorrow, just like Sean did, you're going to win $500 cash from Kelly Clarkson and B101. Yeah.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Very nice prize to try to give away right now with our Beat the Bee game. It's a $50 gift card to Grand Cafe La Quilla, courtesy of the Center City District. And we're playing this morning with Rebecca, who's calling all the way from the Poconos.
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca was caller number 10.
All right, Rebecca, it's five trivia questions for Jen. The category today, tennis, because it's National Play Tennis Day today. You can bet on Jen or against her. Three out of five right, and you're going to win. So, Rebecca, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I am.
All right, here we go. Tennis question number one, Jen. Tennis greats Andre Agassi and Steffi Graf found love off the court. You like that little tennis reference
Very
there?
Very cute.
The number 19. The number 19. Is that how many major titles they have combined for, or the number of years they've been married? 19. Marriage years or number of majors? Rebecca, will she know that?
I think she will.
Okay, I think they've actually been married longer than 19 years, so therefore I'll say that's titles.
No, that is marriage years. 19 years
really?
They've been married. Yeah, they've combined for 27 majors, 22 for Steffi, 6 for Andre.
Well, that'd be 28, but sorry, Rebecca.
Rebecca, you didn't get that right, but plenty of chances to win. Here we go. Question two, Jen. Serena Williams. Now, she has more majors in tennis than anyone, man or woman, with 23.
Wow.
Her sister, great as well, of course, Venus Williams, won 7. But who is taller? Who is taller, Serena or Venus? Who's got more height? Rebecca, will she know that?
I think she will.
I think Venus is taller.
Close to 6'1" and Serena 5'9".
There you
so
go.
You got that one right. You're on the board. Good job, Rebecca. Question three. Jen and myself actually once squared off in a tennis match at Villanova's Pavilion. We were the halftime entertainment.
And it was entertaining.
It was. We were at a Freedoms match. Now, Jen, how many beers did I have in the B101 lounge area prior to our big match? Was it higher or lower than 4?
Now, see, this is his way, his disclaimer of why he lost to me.
She knows me all too well. Rebecca, will she know the answer, though?
Definitely.
Yeah, he had higher. 4 is nothing to him.
I had to call an Uber. It was more like close to 7. That's why I lost. I could barely hold the racket. All right.
One more. Rebecca.
One more and you win, Rebecca. Question 4. Jen, Scotland is the home of golf. A better game, by the way. But where was tennis born? Was it on the clay or on the grass? Was it France or England? France or England, which is the home of tennis? Rebecca, will she know that?
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no?
That's a really good question. Well, I'm thinking Wimbledon, which is grass, which is England. I'm going to go with England.
No, it is actually France.
Get out.
It is France. You got that wrong. Rebecca bet against you.
Oh, well, that's
she
good.
Won. Good job, Rebecca. You bet against Jen at the right time.
Thank you.
Very cool for you. Yeah, you got a $50 gift card to Grand Cafe La Quilla, and it's courtesy of the Center City District. Enjoy, okay? And if you can hang on a moment, we'll get your information.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
And make sure you're listening tomorrow morning at 7:30 for your chance to play Beat the Bee. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
It's the impossible question, Philly's B101.1.
All right, $707 for the IQ this morning. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it?
Hey, Jordan, good morning. What's your guess?
Hi, my guess is a wedding dress size.
The size, you mean like how elaborate it is, maybe, and how long the train is, that kind of thing?
No, I mean like...
The dress size?
Yeah, like how they fit it, I guess.
Yeah, you mean you want the smaller size. So they're jealous of a smaller size.
Yeah, like they're jealous of like a smaller, slimmer size.
I remember our friend Blair, she told me for her wedding, she lost like 40 pounds or something, and her husband gained weight to annoy her for losing weight.
That's ridiculous.
Well, but anyway, Jordan, good guess, just not it.
Not it, all righty, thank you.
Hi, Julia. Surprisingly, almost half of women say they've envied a friend because of this. What is it?
I'm going to guess their closet, their clothes closet.
Oh,
like maybe they have a big walk-in.
Closet
envy. Great one. Okay, describe your closet. Is it a big walk-in or?
My closet is a big walk-in. It has like a center aisle, and then I have like a cubby, a large cubby where I hang my clothes, and then I have a big shelf area.
Oh my, and on the other side,
my husband has a big cubby to hang his clothing, and then we have a shared one.
This sounds bigger than my first apartment.
I know.
I mean, this is
incredible.
Wow.
Well, you're right. I am envious of your closet, although that is not the answer that we're looking for. I'm sorry, but enjoy.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Flo, how about you? What's your guess?
The size of their social media following.
Oh. How many followers do you have there, Flo?
Not many.
No, yeah, it's the quality of the followers, right? It's not the size, not the number. I still can't crack 900 on Instagram.
Now, see? You're all about the numbers, Bill.
I know. See, I get sucked into it.
Not the right answer.
Not it,
I'm so
Flo.
Sorry.
Okay.
Good guess, though.
Yeah, that is a good guess.
All right. So, surprisingly, almost half of women say they have envied a friend because of this. Now, remember, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Okay? Keep that in mind. And the hint we gave, it is the size of something. Think of a guess, because tomorrow morning we are adding another $101 to the jackpot. So at 8:15, we'll be up to $808.
The double snowman. All right. Make sure you're listening again. 8:15 tomorrow morning. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time now to be on top of it entertainment-wise. So after 28 years together, Daft Punk is no more. They officially broke up yesterday with this bizarre goodbye video on YouTube called Epilogue. Did you watch it, Bill?
I did not see it, but I heard it is rather strange.
It's very strange, although I couldn't stop watching it. So it was like 7 minutes long. They're walking through this desert. They've got their helmets on, of course. One of them takes off his jacket, turns his back to the other, and we see on his back there's some sort of detonation device. And so his partner sets it. For 1 minute, they walk away from each other, and let's just say a minute later, he's gone. Like, he blows up on
screen.
He blows up on screen. And then the one guy left walks alone off into the sunset. So it was weird. It was disturbing. You don't need to watch it. I just told you about it.
Obviously, it's not really, he didn't really blow up. This is a special effect,
of course. But what a weird
message goodbye, I guess.
Right?
Well, Jen, guess what? The Weeknd, the performer, The Weeknd, and Carson Wentz have something in common. You know what it is?
What's that?
They each have a Super Bowl ring and never played in the big game. never got a chance to play. Well, The Weeknd, who performed at the halftime show, has a ceremonial ring. Check this out. Contains 16 carats worth of diamonds.
Oh, my gosh.
Has his name on it, the score of the game, the date, the Pepsi logo, of course, since they sponsored the halftime show, with the words world champion surrounding the Lombardi trophy.
That's great. I'm glad they give it to the performers.
I loved it, by the way. I loved his performance. Thought it was great.
And this will be great, too. So today on the Kelly Clarkson Show, she is talking with that Texas lawyer who went viral after he took that Zoom video court case as a cat. Meow. Like, you remember that, right?
Yeah.
Then this Thursday, Kelly has the White House edition and talks with the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden. So make sure you watch the Kelly Clarkson Show all week long for your chance to win $500 during our show each morning at 7 a.m. So Kelly helps you through this winter and to feel good this February with your chance to win $500. Yesterday, Carrie won. Today it was Sean, and it could be you tomorrow. The Kelly Clarkson Show airs at 2 p.m. on NBC 10. And we're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, good morning to you and also to our top fan of the day, Dolores Kasher. She is from Westchester. She's a top fan because, well, one, she liked our B101 Philly Facebook page. She interacts with us there. And also, obviously, because she listens to the B.
Now, do you know, Dolores, I know you spent a lot of time in Westchester.
I don't know Dolores, but I wish I did because she seems like a very nice lady.
She knows you because she listens.
I suppose so.
Right, when you think about it. Well, Dolores, maybe one day we can all get together and hang out. Who knows? Congratulations on being named a top fan. It is sponsored by our friends at Mattress Warehouse. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time now to be positive with a feel-good story to help keep you happy while you're working on this Tuesday. And this is just another amazing example out of Texas of how people are helping people. So Jim Meckingvale, who is known as Mattress Mac, he opened up two of his furniture stores that he owns to over, get this, 700 Houston residents that were affected by these winter storms so they could have some heat.
Yeah, incredible. Mattress Mac and his crew providing more than 3,000 meals to and overnight accommodations to these members of the Houston community. And this is not the first time he's lent a huge helping hand. Back in 2005, he welcomed refugees from Hurricane Katrina. And in 2017, all not that long ago, he gave shelter to victims of Hurricane Harvey as well.
What a generous man. I'm glad his business is doing so well. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Karma.
Mattress Mac, you are the man.
The man.
Yep. That is Be Positive. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.